I'll take back my pinata. It's wasted on you. Just spinning that pool cue all over the room. And give back the blindfold that's under your shoe. Let's drink, drink. This town is so great. Drink, drink, cause it's never too late to drink, drink, to no big surprise. But what words rhyme with buried alive? What words rhyme with buried alive? You could be afloat for the 4th of July, based on your theme of wallflowers grown wild. Look through your people, you've won every prize. Let's drink, drink, this town is so great. Drink, drink, cause it's never too late to drink, drink, to no big surprise. But what words rhyme with buried alive? What words rhyme with buried alive? In your monkey suit on a cigarette break, the lunchtime crowd, they won't even blink. But you'd be sad if they did, but you'll be sad. Let's drink, drink, this town is so great. Drink, drink, cause it's never too late to drink, drink, to no big surprise. But what words rhyme with buried alive? What words rhyme with buried alive?
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop low. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. To the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World Fair. 80 dolls yelling, small girl, after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up? To the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I get older, but still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. And hear my words, they're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I don't want to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the human air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I get more than half a want in the glow of each other's majestic presence. And if you're my words, you're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. And if you're my words, and the ones you would think I would say, there was a me for you.
All right, it's the Jake and Skullhead Show, the 10 dozen minutes of post-con being hungover with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I am Mr. Skullhead.
I'm Jake, and I'm not hungover.
Yeah, I'm actually not hungover either. I'm just kind of partied out. As usual, you should probably move your mic a little closer.
What about my mechanics?
I wish I would have told you in the living years that you should have not moved them closer.
Ah, I see. We can do what we always do and just let the dev team worry about the mechanics.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've had fun this this weekend.
I had a pretty healthy soups on and fun myself.
Let me get to where these messages are. So, yeah, we had a... Well, I'm told we had a successful GameWorks on Friday.
Right.
I managed to forget to eat anything all day and ended up kind of 11 sheets to the wind instead of my usual 4. And, yeah, didn't... So, and anybody who was at GameWorks on Friday night that I did anything embarrassing in front of or said anything embarrassing to, sorry. I think that I was... I think that I was handled pretty well by my wife and Mr. Magnifico, who got me home. Again, I hear stories to that effect. According to the police report, I got home safely that night. Or according to the absence of any police report.
Was that why your car was parked in the pool at the costume party?
Yeah. Nah, that was actually just... We tried to put a giant plastic castle in there, but... We couldn't find one big enough, so I just decided that my car would be a fun thing for people to swim around in.
You know, I did have an idea for con next year. Seeing the other event that was set up that had the giant bounce castle.
Yeah.
Wow, did we get those? Oh, no. That's
yeah, I know. Everybody was disappointed because they had to drive right past those to get to ours, which was, had no bounce castles at all.
We did have a slip and slide, and that was fun for young and old alike.
A long time, you know, a place that I worked, when we would drive to lunch, we would always drive right past this place that rented giant inflatable stuff like that, but I don't remember where it is. I just remember seeing it from the highway a lot. I bet you could get an adult-sized bouncing castle.
Yeah. Hopefully not an adult-themed bouncing castle. It's just shaped like a vagina.
A dungeon in the basement of it. It'd be hard to have a two-story inflatable castle, I think, unless it was for, you know, tiny, tiny children. So the barbecue then the following day went off relatively hitch-free. We had the giant drum belly dancer group that had some players in it, was here local, and was kind enough to perform for a while. We had Drunken Disorderly, which was satisfying as always.
Shocked the crowd with an electrifying performance, I think.
Yep. Electrocuted the crowd with a shocking performance?
No, I electrocuted the mandolin player. Apparently there was a switch on their amplifier that let them choose whether they wanted to constantly be electrocuted or not, but they didn't find it until after the show was over.
I see. But that was like every time they touched each other, they got a shock.
Yeah. Well, then their certificate of participation fell in a puddle, and the mandolin player had one hand on the mandolin and one hand on the puddle, and got decent shock to the system.
Yeah. The costume party was just fantastically executed. The mini bosses. I'm so sad that you missed the first set that they played, because the second set that they played just sounded like they always do. You know, they did the regular electric stuff, but the first set, the guy just had like brushes instead of drumsticks, and it was all like kind of slowed down, jazzy versions of all the Nintendo songs. And man, those guys are just fucking awesome.
I swear, for the 2 hours that I was there, they played the same. Not song, but riff.
Yeah, no, it's a kind of a joke, because everybody always requested Excitebike, but Excitebike, the game, only has, like, 6 seconds of music.
Right.
So, you know, they just do that. Everybody was requesting that they play it again. So, and that was one of the only things they were sober enough to play during the second set, was another problem.
Yeah.
The bass player was as sober as a judge, as Judge Dredd, in fact.
And the judges of the costume contest were not at all sober, but the costumes kicked some serious ass.
That was fantastic. We ended up with that spectral jellyfish.
Nice.
And
the guy connected to it, or just
nope, just the jellyfish itself. I don't know, that guy. I don't think had been playing for very long. He was just like somebody's husband who was there and happened to know of that and put the costume together. But it was pretty impressive. And the NPZR. Who was that guy? Cirrus, Cirris, yeah. And then I can't remember the third place, the bartender in the box. My wife ended up with those beer goggles. That's kind of neat.
Excellent.
shit, what was that guy's name? I don't know that I ever actually knew his game name.
We figured that knowing the game name of the contestants, even after the contest was over, would retroactively affect our ability to judge them objectively. So we made a point of not knowing any of their names.
Yeah, I believe it was Fifor's wife as Felonia. She was the only Felonia. When Phoenix was trying to figure out what to dress as, not wanting to do the whole naughty sorceress route that everybody else would be going to, she was like, "Can you give me a list of the female monsters in the game?" And that was the one that I was like, "Oh wow, I totally forgot about Felonia." And
yeah.
So did everybody else, but that was pulled off pretty well. The little makeup kit was
I didn't see any Susies, though. That made me kind of sad.
Yeah, Nama was supposed to go as Susie, and then just kind of went as Nama, as I recall.
I went as Mr. Skullhead, so I can't say anything about that.
I went as Nightmare.
Yes.
There was a guy. A guy made a functional Knowlish auto plunger out of an electric drill and some PVC pipe, and he donated that to the probably to the wall of one of these offices.
Right.
He had made it the morning of the costume party. His hotel was right across the street from a Home Depot.
It certainly didn't appear to be such. I mean, it is kind of cobbled together, but cobbled together in a way in a level of cobbling that I can't do.
Yeah, I would not have been able to make something because it's pretty violent in its action and manages to hold together pretty well. And then Saturday was a long, long day for me.
I heard that party went, I asked Paul when she got back from the party, she said 6 p.m.
Yeah, the following Sunday. Day, yeah. So a handful of people ended up crashing there, and she was one of them, as it turned out. They had a jick-off at about 3:30 in the morning where Nightmare and Pez Boy and Kitsune had a contest, and Agent Lex, and who was the guy in between you and the other guy? It wasn't 5-4, no. It was, anyway, and one other guy whose name I can't remember, I think he had an English accent. The audience called out a topic, and they did an impression of me, which was then judged by the Hot Stuff pointing at them and seeing how loud the crowd screamed.
I see.
At which point I went inside because, you know, like a screaming contest at 3:30 in the morning. It is astonishing to me that the police didn't get called. If there were any fish in the swimming pool, the police would have been called for animal cruelty, given the state of that swimming pool the next day. That was some foulness. And whoever befouled that swimming pool, you know who you are. Although the guy at the swimming pool store said that just happens when a whole lot of people, it's the pool party effect. The pool fills up with, like, the people somehow leach all the chlorine out of the water, and it gets less acidic, and all of the dead skin and stuff feeds a shitload of algae. And so, just having a bunch of people in a pool is apparently just instantly makes it gross. There were people getting busy in the pool too. So a lot of the film on top was of an origin that I didn't exactly want to consider or speculate as to, or end sentences with prepositions.
Skeptopotamus made the auto plunger.
Skeptopotamus made the auto plunger, and we're gonna do something. We're gonna make it so every time he has one equipped, it's animated or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, we'll figure that out. And the tech club had honorable mention because they had a whole clan costume. They dressed as the entire range of boys and girls of loathing from the clan calendars.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
So
I just can't ever see the calendar anymore. Whenever I log on, I get MySQL errors instead of clan calendar. But apparently, it's just me.
That's weird.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of problems with those because we used variable names that got used in a bunch of other places, and so it was like, oh, well, you know, the clan calendar works as long as you haven't been to the account menu today. Like,
yeah.
Just weird shit like that. Oh, let's see. Tatterwasp says, picture this. You're on a bus. Someone carries a box. Another asks him, "What's in the box, dude?" And the box guy replies with an evil voice, "A bomb." Would you laugh or run?
I would probably ask how fast the bus has to continue going for us all to not get blown up by the bomb.
You know what I kind of want to see is that movie where that guy from the transporter is the bus from Speed, where he gets some, he has to keep his adrenaline level up or he dies. Because that, I value plausibility above all other attributes of a movie. And Simon Jester asks, what's the difference between a duck? Do you know the answer to that?
It's something like about penguins not having any arms. I'm not sure.
Bugle says, well, let's see. Have these questions been satisfactory enough to make Haplo cry? To not make Haplo cry? Crying Haplos make the world explode. I don't know what you're talking about. Haplo's not even here. Is she? I don't mean to offend her if she actually is here. Talentless Hack says, I was just using my handy duck on a string when I thought of a new grimoire item. How about a rubber duck on a string? More uses for the squeak, squeak, squeak combat texts. I'll run it by Riff. I'm alone. And Naked Jew says, when your clover gets used in an adventure, it should disappear in a puff of smoke in an unceremonious way.
That is true.
What song is that from?
Hopeless Bleak Despair.
Hopeless Bleak Despair. All right. Someone else says, if you wear the floral print shirt, Izchak should charge more. I would imagine that when Zeno hears this, he will make that happen, because that's pretty funny. Gorblack says, can you give us a taser-like weapon that does plus 10 damage to snakes?
Did anyone in this room see snakes on a plane?
Was there some taser joke in the movie?
I figured that all of the jokes that we made and, you know, the phenomenon we enjoyed would not be enhanced by actually seeing the film. So.
Yeah.
Didn't bother.
Gorblax also says, ho, ha, ha, guard, turn, parry, dodge, spin, ha, thrust. I love you guys so much for this. That was Scully, I'm guessing, and I don't know what it's a reference to.
It's the Daffy Duck Robin Hood cartoons where he has the quarterstaff and he does that whole thing and then spins and someone inevitably sticks their hand in to the spin and makes it stop and makes him start spinning. And
let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, just wanted to say thank you very much for the superhero mask. Not getting the 3D goggles made me very appreciative of receiving the mask.
I'm glad that you enjoyed receiving the mask.
I have a feeling that we're going to have to go out of our way to say that next year there is no in-game reward for pre-registering for Con, because otherwise we're probably going to end up with hundreds of bogus pre-registrations.
Yeah, we were talking about how that we kind of defeat the purpose and
at Con. Yeah, I think that's a much better idea. Minor Annoyance says, word on the street is that mist increasers are overshadowed by utensils slash books for increasing spell damage. What if mist increased spells minimum damage while utensils slash books increase max damage? Well, that's interesting. We've been looking at different ways of making mysticality more important, but then everybody's like, you can't make it too important because there's no good ways to raise it. And then I say, shut up. That's because there's no way to raise mist, because everybody complains about ways to raise mist, because mist is useless. And now when we say we want to make it useful, you say we have the same problem? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Like that Black Eyed Peas song?
Right.
You know, like, shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. You try to take it slow. I don't actually know any more of the words than that.
After whatever that song is called, I'm kind of done with the Black Eyed Peas.
Lovely Lady Lumps.
Yeah, for good,
I remember finding out, that that was the Black Eyed Peas, and the first thing I said was, wait, I thought they were like a real band.
Yeah.
And nope, turns out they're not. They're just
this novelty song, Turnaround.
They're one of those my neck, my back style bands.
Right. Bringing
face
the,
down, ass up, that's the way we likes to fuck.
And bringing all of the boys to the yard with the milkshake kind of folks.
Yep. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be an effect or skill that did different things depending on what gender you were? Aren't there effects that do different things? I remember you writing one at some point. There was an effect that did something different depending on what gender you were. But I don't remember.
I really haven't done as much with that as I want to. I think right now the main difference is the items you can get for the torso skill.
Oh, that's true. The drops are affected there, and the way that the Saint Sneaky Peace Day stuff work. And the skirts and kilts. Yeah, good point. The rooms in the NetHack dungeon and there's something in the basement that varies on gender. Oh, right.
Yeah, we did change a lot of the text. Like, since we have genders, we should make it so that everyone's heterosexual, because that's the way the world ought to be.
Yeah. Although if we were really going to be politically correct, we would need 8 different options for gender.
Yeah. And still have one that's other.
Yep. like the that incredibly useful readout on the web stats that I got the first time I ever looked at the Webalizer reports on the new server. It was country of origin, 2% unknown, 99% other. Which not only does it give us absolutely no information at all, but it also doesn't add up to 100. Just not entirely sure how that happened.
That's because those people give 101%. They're still 9% short of pleasing my high school gym teacher.
Oh, boy. LSK says, Modest Yahoo reference, perhaps King without a crown on the Goblin King. I don't know anything about Modest Yahoo. I think he played it is he that, like, Jewish reggae dude?
Yeah.
He played at Lollapalooza, and I heard him from...
There's really, once you go, oh, it's a guy in full Hasidic Jew garb doing reggae, and he has a good voice and everything, but that's pretty much all there is to it. It's not like Hasidic Jew doing really awesome, interesting reggae. It's just the fact that it's being done. Yeah. So.
Enemy Lasagna suggests Dr. Alex E. Lard as a new palindrome. Southwest says, does temporary blindness override ultra rare monsters? I believe that it doesn't actually it doesn't behave any differently on them than it does on anybody else. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, now that we can make a hat and a weapon from the facsimile dictionary, will we be able to make some pants? Then we could have a dictionary outfit with an Urban Dictionary reference. That would be awesome.
I don't think we can
clit fucking pants.
Yeah, I don't think we can put that in our game and maintain the rating we want to get.
We were talking about that, actually. Looking. Tag says, I remembered a game that isn't scored and everyone wins almost. It's called Motorcycle Chicken.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
You don't think that counts as a score? It's like every game is kind of 1-0.
We spent a lot of time last night playing Apples to Apples, which is a game that is scored and somebody would win if you played it that way, but we kind of played where you go and sit and collect points, and then when you're done playing, you get up and walk away, and somebody else comes and sits down and collects points, and the game ends when everybody's tired of it, and the fun was actually in the playing.
Huh.
So. There is one game in the world out there like that. And black-white cards, of course.
We played this insane... we played this board game called Shadows Over Camelot last night, which is this crazy, like... It's sort of like an elaborate completing quests board game mixed with poker, because if you look at it, the quests basically amount to get a straight or two pairs or a full house of these, like, fighting cards. But it's basically... You are the Knights of the Round Table, and the entire world is just going to shit around you one event at a time, and it's like you sort of have to divide your resources trying to put out 40 different fires at the same time. It's completely cooperative. You're just trying not to lose the game, and it was hard. You can play, like, depending on how many players there are, there's a chance that one of them will be a traitor whose job is to actually make everybody else lose. Unless he gets called out, I guess, in which case he's... I don't know. Let's see. What day is today?
Today is the 18th. Monday, September 18th.
I'm still looking at questions from the 16th. Arago says, is there a reason why the mysticality equipment, or the mysticality requirement for the hemp bracelet is higher than those of the porcoise bracelet? Because we wanted the... turquoise jewelry to be equipable very early if you're in that kind of a run, I guess. Max Vance says, if the enraged cow is male, how come he has udders with which he beats you senseless with? You almost didn't end that sentence with a preposition. You didn't have to, but you went the extra with.
I think
the enraged cow is female.
I think that the problem here is that this question-asking person is locked into an outmoded and quaint way of kind of binarily socking people into two different genders. Like, assuming that a male cow cannot have udders and that the physical properties have anything to do with the gender that one really is.
That is, yeah, yeah. How dare you, Max Vance, be so insensitive to the LGBT community?
Free your mind, man.
Lieutenant background.
I wonder if we're going to get hate mail from a certain person whose name I won't mention on air.
I don't know. Let's see. Jump the Shark says, why I hate Max. A 2-year-old power book takes fucking 30 minutes to boot up. Huh. I think there's something wrong with that laptop. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there be a trophy that only people in softcore can get? I don't know. Maybe. Dizion says, will the Cliche monsters ever have critical hit messages? No, it just says NA. Yeah, I didn't think that it was possible for those monsters to hit you, but I guess it is.
Wow.
Under certain weird... I mean, now with the criticals, I guess it is possible for them to hit you. So, yeah, I should maybe have Mr. Skullhead write some you trip and fall down, hurt yourself messages or whatever. Because I don't. Do they even have a regular attack text? I didn't think that they did, but...
Yeah. Now, of course, a lot of them are just, like, making you
feel guilty. Oh, right. Like the bunnies. Gorblack says, you know, there's not a single food or booze in the game that contains the Star Wars reference. A Star Wars reference. Huh. I would imagine that I'll be watching the Star Wars trilogy again soon, because I haven't actually gone and picked up the pre-ordered copy that I got of those DVDs with the whatever. People are complaining about the theatrical cut, the unedited ones that they have on there, because it's like non-anamorphic or something, and I don't even know what that means. That it just was they like deliberately did this really really crappy transfer to make the DVDs. Yeah, but I mean it's hard for me to imagine noticing that. Although I saw a lot of stuff, like scene by scene comparisons of like the original and the special edition, and then the newly redone special edition that made me believe that an unedited version with the visual improvements would be fantastic, just without the extra scenes, which are all lame, and without Hayden Christensen instead of Alec Guinness, which, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, not instead of Alec Guinness. Instead of
whoever that guy is.
Yeah, who was it? What was that guy's name? What else did they do? Did they not change Obi-Wan, or did they change Alec Guinness to Ewan McGregor in the end? Yeah, well, you know, they better not. Would you put it past George Lucas to do something that was lame? Yeah. Hogula says, is there any way the Knob Lab and hippie stores could, once you wear their respective outfits and visit them once, be unlocked for the remainder of that ascension? It's kind of irritating to have to switch into an outfit every time you want to restock on seltzers or fruit or whatever. Oh, and the same applies to the Bugbear Bakery, of course. You know, I don't know, man. It doesn't make any sense that... You know, you wouldn't have to do it the second time. You know, like if they don't recognize you when you're in there, they're like, oh hey, you're that guy who was wearing a disguise last week, so I still think you're a bugbear.
Right.
I mean, that I find that a little narratively dissatisfying, but still on the 16th. Max Vance says, when the fuzzy dice roll a 10 and loan you 10 meat, how come you don't have to pay it back? Oh, you do eventually. They remembered their debts for a long, long time. pretty soon we're going to make it so randomly during hardcore runs, your fuzzy dice pop out and be like, hey, remember the this many hundreds of thousands of meat that I've loaned you over the course of your last 40 ascensions? Yeah, I'm taking that back right now. Well, no, they'll just pop out of the terrarium. You won't have to have them on. Because they might have used to have, they might have used to have used the fuzzy dice.
What I mean is, you know, that you
plus there's interest. There's interest. Gorblack says that the continuum transfunction are supposed to look like the Death Star, and is the clockwork tattoo supposed to look like the Imperial emblem? The clockwork tattoo is, yeah, supposed to look like the Imperial emblem, but the continuum transfunctioner is the continuum transfunctioner, yeah. Which I guess kind of looks like the Death Star.
Oatgan says the description for the LM says it has two broken legs, but the picture only displays one cast. Could he not afford two casts? He actually has more than two legs, and some of them are not pictured because of the angle.
Right. Walla Walla 23 says, just wanted to tell Mr. Scully that I loved his radio show last week. Weird Al's new song would have been better if he said Solid Gold Ferrari. What's Weird Al's new song?
It's called Don't Download This Song. And at one point talks about how solid gold Humvees don't grow on trees. So please quit stealing money from us.
I see. RPG Marker 35 says, so you meat paste a bowl of cottage cheese with anti-cheese to get a cottage. What happened to the bowl? It became the roof of the cottage.
Yeah. It's magic.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why are beer lenses so much riskier to get than chef's hats? It's an outdated situation. Yeah, that was an accurate answer, not a very exciting one. Dalgar says, there should be specific messages for unarmed attacks. Yeah, there probably should be. There's actually no way in the code to do that right now, but I should... Because zero just means no weapon. So if we had a... They could put in a negative one, maybe, and then have those fire when you're unarmed. Splash says, have any of you guys ever been to Cornwall? If so, what did you think? No, I've been to Corn Floor and Corn Ceiling, but they were held up by corn pillars in the corn corners.
I've been to the corn field, but that's about it. And I've eaten corn starch.
But there's probably... I drank a Mountain Dew today, which was mostly high fructose corn syrup. And I do heart corn. Max Vent says, when you use Dr. Hobo's map, it says that you follow it into the library across the street from the shady back alley. Is this alley just a mistake or an undiscovered zone?
It's an undiscovered zone.
You don't know about the shady back alley?
Yeah, you should probably get in there.
He also asks, what exactly is so embarrassing about lighting a patchouli incense stick? I don't know, ask your mom. Because your mom's a hippie. And she's blushing all the time. Max Van says, is Radio Bugbear actually a bugbear or just a human wearing the bugbear costume? He's actually a bugbear.
Yeah, I assumed he was an actual one.
Jump the Shark says, are there any publicity things on the horizon? Going on Regis and Kelly or something of the like?
Yeah, keep an eye out for that. I think Wired still has their little
We're going to have like some little small article in Wired, comes out in October, I guess, so that'll be neat. Glebe says, thanks for throwing together Con 3. I had a blast. See you again next year. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks to everybody for coming, because, yeah, this has been great. Someone else says, are there going to be new paths with NS13, like teetotal or vegetarian? You can only eat stuff with no meat in it. Well, you can already only eat stuff with no meat in it.
Right.
Sausage doesn't count as meat. Liver and appendices don't count as meat. But anyway, there will be some new options. There's not going to be any new. I think that Afterlife Owls is going to look exactly the same as it used to. Because we're pretty adamant about keeping that interface as simple as possible.
Right.
Disco Rabbi says, have you ever considered making equipment that alters the stat gain ratio at the end of battle? Yeah, we had actually talked about doing, like, familiar equipment for the volleyball that did that, but I don't, it just kind of never happened.
Yeah, when were we ever to do something where familiars can have multiple pieces of equipment? Or, yeah, they can now, but when they actually do. That was what we were going to do for the volleyball.
We may eventually do that, but the longer we go without doing it, the more daunting a task it becomes.
Yeah, I guess let's figure out what these 52 familiars are going to do.
Hey, speaking of which, have you ever played 52 pickup?
No, never.
Have you ever driven a 52 pickup?
Yeah, I... No, that was like an 85 pickup. Never mind.
The Pasta Fiend says, what's the difference between weapons with plus melee damage and weapons that simply have a higher power? Well, the relationship between power and damage is not just like one-to-one. Yeah, the stat requirement on lower-powered weapons is going to be lower. So, you know, the plus melee damage allows you to do more damage than you would at a given stat level. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, any chance of getting funny miss messages along the lines of the new funny hit messages? Yeah, the Spindler works for those. They are not... It's not currently coded to do that, but eventually there will be some. Probably not as many as the hit messages, but, you know, a handful of generic ones for categories of weapons would be... Oh, there's a bunch of miss messages for the Super Magic Power Sword X, apparently. Riff kind of went nuts on those. Walla Walla 23 says, do the accessories work differently depending on which slot they're in, or is it always the same? It is always the same. It's just a shame, but that's all.
I can always count on you for the Phil Collins reference.
Yes, you can. He also says, what do you guys think of Ween? I like them.
I can't stand them.
Wow, really?
Yep.
You got problems.
I did a thing on my radio show last year where I said, everyone who likes Ween, send me the song that will convince me to like Ween, and none of the songs they sent did.
You know, I like Ween with an almost religious zeal. You might even say that I hallow Ween.
Mm.
Yeah. Speaking of Phil Collins, Tagunrun says, if you had to make your own holy book for your own religion, what would be the first words in your Genesis?
I can't dance. I can't walk.
Yep.
Talk.
Jesus, he knows me, and he knows I'm right. Parafert says, many in the gaming industry are concerned with the rising level of video game piracy. What measures does your company take to prevent copyright infringers from stealing your game?
We make it free and not something that you can download.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, our game is a service, not really a product. So, I mean, even if you stole everything, it just wouldn't be the game. You know, it wouldn't be our game. Yeah. Bob333333 says, sorry if I've already told this story, but KOL saved my life last winter. I was playing KOL when I should really have been sleeping, and there was a fire in my house. It took me a while to notice because I was involved in the game, but not as long as if I'd been sleeping, so I was able to put the fire out. Thanks, guys. He also says, do your cats drool? I have a very nice cat who drools when he gets relaxed and happy. My nephew once awoke to a kitty drooling on his eyelids. You know what you should do? You should put your cat above whatever's on fire in your house, or whatever's likely to catch on fire, and then you could finally get some sleep.
Yeah, like your computer is likely to catch on fire, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure your cat drools on that.
Jack Vermicelli says, could you change images to distinguish between mixed and Disco Bandit drinks? Shouldn't we be able to tell a martini from a rockin' wagon by sight?
No.
It's hard to draw 50 different drinks with umbrellas in them. LlamaMan58 says, are the sewer items affected by the queue? No, not at all. That does not go through the regular adventure code. Though it's not at all obvious that it's not going through the regular adventure code, so that's an interesting question. Max Vance says, does the Weremoose have a beard, or is his tongue just sticking out?
I always assumed its tongue was sticking out.
Oh, I think that's his nose.
Ah.
I don't know. Someone else says there already is a booze that gives two drunkenness, Mountain Noob Pale Ale. Yeah, and that's in very ready supply for everyone. Alan C. points out the irritatingness of the shout filter for things like yay, which is true. That's annoying. Snave says, any chance of a Mr. A annoying in Mr. Store? Plus 15 to all attributes. Oh, no, wait. Grants 15 attributes to your enemies, plus monster level. I don't think plus 15 monster level would be worth a Mr. A to anybody. I mean, except, I guess, everyone doing an LTS run who would donate for them to save the polls. So, sure. Let's screw our most dedicated players out of as much money as possible.
Right.
Dark Misery says, did you ever have senior ditch days back in high school? Today was the first of three this week. We decided upon three because we couldn't decide on a single day to go to the fair. Gotta love indecisive seniors. I don't think that I ever participated in any kind of... I only ever ditched about 2 hours of high school.
Huh.
Because I don't understand how people did it without getting caught. And, like, it wasn't worth it to me to, like, get in trouble with my parents for whatever stupid bullshit I would have done instead of going to school.
I skipped a lot of classes, but never an entire day. So I would just kind of walk out. Instead of going in my next class, I would just go and take an early lunch hour and not come back until the class after lunch. And you know, I never was able to figure out how I would not go and have nobody figure that out. So no.
The only time, the one time that I ditched any, like the one time that I like actually left when I wasn't supposed to during school was during my senior year. I didn't go. My freshman year of high school was not at the same school as the last 3 years of high school. So my requirements were all screwed up, and I was having to take all the freshman required classes throughout the rest of the 3 years that I was there. And my schedule was such that my senior year, there was one day where like I had a freshman class followed by a sophomore class followed by a junior class followed by a regular senior class.
Huh.
And those 4 hours, they took the entire freshman class into an assembly. Then the next hour, they took the entire sophomore class into the same assembly. So I was actually scheduled to see the same assembly 4 times in a row. So I talked to all the teachers, and I was just like, hey, can I just go to the library instead? And by library, I meant arcade to play Mortal Kombat 2 for 3 hours. And then, then I went back to school. So I kind of don't feel bad about that. Like, I feel like, you know, even if my parents would have gotten mad, I could have just explained it to them and they wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
So, but no, I was a good kid. I got in trouble for cussing a lot when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever got in trouble in high school. No, wait, that isn't true. I got that detention once because we had boys and girls in the same room after curfew on a debate trip. And,
wow.
Somebody was outraged. And that was one of those. I probably almost got myself in a lot more trouble than I should have. I knew that I wasn't actually going to be in trouble for it,
right?
You know, because my parents didn't care. I mean, it's not like we were smoking crack or we weren't even having sex. But I would have liked to have been, but I wasn't. So yeah, I wasn't particularly remorseful in the disciplinarian's office.
Yeah.
That was kind of. Yeah, it could have been my downfall. Had to spend a lot of time in detention, though, with that teacher who was kind of like a skull on top of a business casual.
Oh, Mr. Lamar.
Attire, yeah. He was nice.
He looked a lot like Montgomery Burns.
Creepy-looking dude.
I thought he was kind of a cockpack.
Oh, really? Yeah. I never actually had him in a class. I only had him for detention, but he was really nice to me. Maybe he wanted to take me back to his apartment and eat my brains or something.
Yeah.
220 says there. Cyan 220 says, "Hey, hope you guys had a happy con." We were at the gun show the other day, and I saw this paperback book that was apparently like the life of Genghis Khan. It was in huge letters on the cover of the book, that KHAN, and I was like, "Hey, look, it's that William Shatner book." And then it took Jamin like 5 minutes to figure out what I was talking about, and then he was mad because it wasn't all that funny. But you know, I got a nice sword at the gun show. From some vendor who didn't know any better than to bring a sword to a gun show.
Right. I'm surprised he didn't get his booth taken over and everything that he owned destroyed. So are you going to go to a sword show and buy a gun and then combine them to make a gun blade?
Yeah.
or one of those things that Final Fantasy guy. No, it was in. No, it was Final Fantasy, but it was some character that was also in Kingdom Hearts.
Right.
And that. Yeah. Dezion says, Xenophobe, how smashed can you get on eye drops? Oh, he can get drunk on anything.
Which is kind of inconvenient for him, because you know, he eats a Del Taco and then he can't drive.
Yeah, it does kind of suck. Walla Walla 23 says, can we ever plan on any way of sending items to all the people in our clan at once? You know, maybe. Maybe. Maybe one of these days we'll be looking at clan stuff and trying to make things a little more convenient for everybody. Somebody specifically came up and talked to me about that at con, like, can I please have a way to K-mail everybody in my clan at once? And the reason that we took away that ability is because the, like, 1,000-person clans, whenever they would go to do that, it would just grind the database to a halt for the amount of time that it took, which turned out to be a long time. So I thought about maybe implementing some kind of a queue that would send, like, 50 messages every minute or something. But I don't know. Some way of handling it that didn't just send all of the messages out at a stretch in one script execution. Because that wouldn't be a big deal. And, I mean, the thing is, that would sort of discourage 1,000-person clans from doing it anyway, because, like, some of them wouldn't get the message till tomorrow.
Right.
LSK asked if there's anything special planned for Talk Lime a Pirate Day.
What is Talk Lime?
I don't know when Talk Lime a Pirate Day is. Or Talk Lime a Pirate Day, like those people who sail the seven seas stealing lima beans from vegetable shippers. LSK says, look, I know you guys are probably tired of being asked this, but how long until we experience the mighty onslaught of the power that is 8 new zones? More than likely tomorrow. It's looking very, very close. As long as I can get some more conceptual work done tonight, and then I have a few hours at my disposal tomorrow to, I don't know. I'm sure that there's all manner of con crap to clean up after that I'm not thinking of that will interfere with it. So it might be late tomorrow. I wouldn't count on tomorrow at rollover. But I'm guessing that I will only sleep one more time before the 8 new zones come out. That's what I'm guessing. Because just so close. I did, with a couple of exceptions that were just things that I forgot, I did all the rest of the drawing for everything that was missing about 2 hours ago. And we've got just a few gaps that we need to fill in and a few things that we need to make decisions about. But Mr. Tim of Tim3 also asks, will Acht Neue Bereiche be ready for this Tuesday? Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, Yar, take a gander at my profile and tell me I isn't ready for what tomorrow brings. Let's check Enemy Lasagna's profile. Well, let's not, because my session timed out.
And nobody knows what tomorrow brings. So how could you be ready? Are you expecting the unexpected?
I always expect the unexpected. He's dressed as a pirate.
With 3 shoulder parrots.
Yeah. Wow. That reminds me of some joke about some guy with 10 parrots standing side by side on his penis.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Yeah. It was like, how did you get that many parrots to stand next to each other on your penis? And then it's like, well, you know, technically I guess the last one was standing on one foot. It was not very funny.
Right.
At least the way I tell it, which is kind of making it up based on half-formed memories. But Gorblack says, found a bug, I think. Containers can't be marked as part of a custom outfit. Can you fix that? No. Containers don't exist.
We'll do that right after we name the gift shop guy.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. LlamaMan58 says, was U of I's math department as terrible as it is now when you went there? I only took one course in... No, it wasn't even in the math department. The only math class that I took there... Oh, wait, no. What am I talking about? I took Calc 1 there. And then the second semester, I took Calc 1. Wasn't too bad, though. I was certainly bad at U of I's math department, or at least getting up in time to go down to their classrooms in Lincoln Hall, which was this strange building that had, like, three stories in the middle part of the building and then two wings, like one on either side, that had four stories each. So there were all these just insane half stairways. Hmm. And then this big copper statue of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, because it's Illinois.
Yeah. It's Lincoln Hall. Illinois is the land of Lincoln. Also, if you go to the place where Lincoln was born, they have this, like, memorial thing, which is a giant copper head of Abraham Lincoln that is completely tarnished except for the nose, which everyone rubs all the time, and so it's just really super shiny just from the oil on people's hands.
And covered it in
like
germs.
Giant clown Abraham Lincoln. Yeah.
I think a giant clown Abraham Lincoln would make an excellent villain for The Tick.
When we were playing City of Heroes, my roommate at the time managed to make a character that looked exactly like Meatwad as Samurai Lincoln. Just this giant pink Abraham Lincoln with a samurai sword. But then he tried to do Samurai Lincoln, but somebody had already done it. So, that's fine. Yeah, because you like Aqua Teen Hunger Force almost as much as you like Ween.
Almost as much. I will say that I've seen a couple of episodes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force that I actually liked, so...
Oh, yeah?
They are one up on Ween.
Man, you don't know from good.
They strike me as, like, they might be giants with Tourette syndrome. And it's just kind of off-putting to have the constant stream of profanity, as much as I use a constant stream of profanity in my normal speech.
Weird, I don't think of them as being particularly profane. I feel like they're better musicians than They Might Be Giants. I don't feel like either of them is as good a songwriter as either of They Might Be Giants, but
in terms of being able to imitate
different styles, I mean, that's something that, you know, They Might Be Giants does really well, but they kind of got nothing on Ween. Like, the guitarist from Ween is, I would say, a much, much better guitarist than John Flansburgh.
Yeah. It's a shame they can't write songs.
They can write songs.
Yeah,
you don't know, man.
Songs. C.D. Moyer says, "Hey Janus, I'm sure you're aware of the X is not the game meme on the forums, X being the model, leaderboards, and whatnot. What is the game, creators?" I think what people misunderstand, when we say the mall is not the game, we don't mean the mall is not a part of the game. We mean the mall is not the entirety of the game. It's just, when somebody complains about us adding something that messes up the way they play the mall, we say, that shorthand for saying the mall is not all we consider when we add new content, and we're gonna put in cool new content that even if it fucks over the mall.
Yeah, and that, you know, we're never gonna base clan karma on mall selling value, you know? I mean, that the mall is something that's just, you know, it's never going to drive gameplay decisions, ever. Except decisions about the mall. But the mall is not the game. And another forum hot topic, he says, "What do you think of stat days as they currently work? I know you mentioned wanting to mess with them pre-comet, but didn't because of the outcry." Yeah, I mean, I wish it wasn't, I don't know, I wish it wasn't as predictable and as regular as it is, but, you know, it's, I don't know, it's not that big of a deal. Fineldar says, "Teachers I work with teach a senior satire, and his homework is to watch The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. So when I showed him KOL, he told his classes to make an account, and 2 days later he gave a test with simple questions like, name two classes, and what is the tutorial bird's name who lives on Mount Noob, and in what town is the ghost of the English language? And 3/4 of them failed."
That's an awesome story, and I hope it's true.
He also says, "Do you have a good reason for nerfing the Icy Peak? You even said you liked it giving lots of meat so people can spend a while and get a Mr. Store item. Now my golden meat sack is late." Well, you can still farm for a Mr. Accessory in 1 month, I'm almost certain. And, you know, if you couldn't, it would... Oh, wow. If you couldn't, it would soon become possible as the prices drop. Vaginal Bloodfart says, "Hey, Reverb Crew, I seem to remember you guys mentioning once that you may continue adding to the Strange Leaflet. Is that a possibility? I loves the shit out of the leaflet." Riff might. I mean, the last edition was pretty significant, so.
Yeah, for that's probably going to keep us for a while.
Anyway, Fineldar, the reason to nerf the Icy Peak was because the Icy Peak was an incredibly boring and tedious zone, and it was, you know, not interesting at all, and now it's the real zone. Just because people don't like it as much when they're trying to optimize, you know, there just weren't any other places like that, which is why 95% of the adventures that got spent in the game got spent at the peak. And that's lame. If people want boring, they should go play some other game. Yeah, that's right. You complain about the peak, you should go play some other game. I said it. I didn't really mean it. Fineldar also says, do you know why Butterfly 9 in real life and Ponjos and me, of course, don't grace you with our questions anymore? It's because we have things to do during the show. Change the time! To what?
But, like, last year, all of you guys were able to do that, and it was the same time.
Maybe they
got some jobs.
Or at least
it overlapped with it, you know. At least it was overlapping with an hour at the same time. So, it seems to me that you should quit your job.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the show.
It worked for us.
Yeah. What could possibly bad happen to you?
Simon M77 says, will there be anything added to the sign-specific areas like Canada and the Gnomish camp? Yeah, at some point. Coslo says, you butter believe it. I don't know that I understand the somebody sending in you butter believe it every single show.
Yeah.
Trugdor 007 says, why can't toast be cooked? Because then people wouldn't have anything to ask questions about all the time.
It's already cooked. It's toast.
Where did the bread go?
I don't know, man.
Octai says, you should make a familiar that's a snail that almost never works, but when it does a billion damage to your foe. Yeah, just like a snail.
Maybe I haven't spent enough time with a snail to see them go completely realistic.
Yeah. It's a fucking house on somebody once every long time. Deathkill McNasty Man says, is there any chance that a Donnie Darko-inspired Ultra Rare could appear in our favorite bunny-infested zone? That's kind of funny. We had an idea for an Ultra Rare monster in there, but then it turned into a different idea, and we're not telling you anything about it yet. Air139 says, do you think it's possible to win at the MMG, and if you will ever change it? Well, sure, it's possible to win. You know, it's possible to win at a slot machine, too. It's probably not likely.
Right.
Riboflavin says, why are Radio Free foils two-handed? I know they're powerful, but foils are one-handed rapiers, and it's made of foil. I'd go nerf over two-hand. What?
I'd go nerf over two-hand? I always thought that the joke there is that it's basically a radio tower.
Yeah, so it's big and heavy.
You have to hold it one leg in each hand, and you have to have four hands.
Or three. Istanbul says, what's the most disturbing thing you've ever seen in KOL chat? Probably just Mr. Skullhead spanking people over and over and over again.
That never happened.
Uh-huh.
Anywhere you saw it.
Eclipsor says, how did you come up with the name Kingdom of Loathing? I needed a noun to create a directory to store the game files in when I went to first save the main page. Initial script, and that was just the noun that popped into my head.
Now everyone's going to write in and say, that's not a noun, it's a gerund.
A gerund is a noun, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think I'm filled with loathing is the same as, like, I'm filled with skiing.
Right.
Skiing is always just the default gerund in my mind. I think on the assigned, like, the little worksheet, the mimeographed thing in, like, sixth grade where we learned what gerunds were, that was the first example. And so when I think gerund, I think skiing.
Yeah, you're right. When you say, I like skiing, the construction is subject, verb, and object, which is a noun. So, yeah. Yeah.
Betrayer says, where have all the flowers gone? Will they ever learn? I don't know, but when I find out where they've gone, I'm going to tell old Bill.
That's right. Yeah, I haven't played that in a while.
Yeah.
And I think I'm about to play it for our break.
Hogulus, though, asks, how do the 8 Jew gnomes fix Spirit of Rigatoni with boxing gloves on? Does it involve riding bots and pissing you off?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you forgot about the gift shop guy and what else? Cooking toast with fruit to make jet buttered toast. Hey. You butter believe it.
I think it's about time for 10 minutes of music. What do you
Alrighty.
Think? And so here's me and Jake circa 1996 with, or 1994, I think, with Where Have All the Flowers Gone, the best cover ever.
Over my shoulder. that's pretty pointless.
1, 2, 3, 4. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Gone to young girls, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Soldiers gone, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? You better tell old Bill that the flowers have gone.
Why don't you?
Tell old Bill that the flowers have gone.
You better.
That the flowers are gone.
Hurry up and
tell old Bill that the flowers are gone. Tell old Bill that the flowers are gone.
Yep, so there you go. That's the best cover version of any song ever. Me and Jake with Where Have All the Flowers Gone.
What else did you play?
Dead Man's Party.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of threw party into the search function in Sam and saw what I had that was party themed.
Oh, yeah.
And chose that over Party Like It's 1999 or some stuff from Requiem for a Dream called Party.
Or the entire Party of Five soundtrack.
I don't have the Party of Five soundtrack.
I listen to obsessively.
Anymore. Could have played a song from the birthday party, but this wasn't a birthday party. It was a party for. I don't know. It's kind of a democratic party, really.
Amon, who met at Con, are there any ultra rares that have not been discovered or have never been dropped? Well, there are some unreleased ones at this point, but no, there aren't any available that have never been found. XT_M_N_TX says, any thoughts on name changing? Wonder why he would want that. An adventure on Sneaky Pete's Day would be narratively ideal, and since it doesn't come around that often, it wouldn't lend itself to abuse easily. Huh. You drink so much that you forget your name. I really feel like if we weren't incredibly careful to make it obvious to everyone that a name had been changed, that it would just be a terrible, terrible idea to let people do that.
Yeah.
Istanbul says, what are the three KOL references you're most tired of hearing? Three for each of you, I think. I never get tired of hearing about KOL.
No, the only thing I get tired of is the how do you kill the hermit rumor, but that's not, I don't think that counts as, I don't think that's what he's asking.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, new zones is still funny. Hagula says, and furthermore, aren't there really six Junomes, even though the picture shows eight? Oh. Adding on more cliches. Dante5454 says, so guys, will you guys enlighten us at all as to the new moon system since the satellite was implemented? I believe that the guys in the Hardcore Oxygenation forums have completely figured it out after one cycle. So I would imagine that somewhere there's a predictor. The Noblesse Oblige clan calendar, according to Asian Lex, also has information on the schedule ahead of time. Dathralala says, I'm a level 12 sorcerer having major trouble even getting through the hedge maze, never mind even considering the naughty sorceress. Do you have any advice on how to use this non-ascended class? I'm not the person to ask about that, man. I don't play this game. Make potions, according to Asian Lex. Make a lot of potions.
This is bad.
So
and,
you can buff yourself way the hell up. And
tip of the day with Agent Lex.
Istanbul says, some time ago you said we'd have at least a month's warning before NS13 rolled out. Last week you said it would be 2 weeks. Has our warning period shortened or was it a slip? No. It's always been the case that we're going to give you exactly 1 week warning before NS13 rolls out. And that's what I said last week and that's what I said before.
And also we have always been at war with Oceania.
We have. Miss QT says, you are awesome, loved you at the San Diego Comic Con, smiles. Well, we are pretty awesome.
Yeah, and we did love us at Con.
Xenocider says, if somebody has two dictionaries, shouldn't they be able to use both if they have ambidextrous funk slinging? Yeah, probably. There was just some goofiness. I think that we can get rid of the restrictions on that because the dictionary has, the facsimile dictionary has been renamed to something else. Yeah, I'll have to look at that code. Zelzor says, could we make keyblades with the keys? No. I don't want KOL to get as many cutscenes as Kingdom Hearts has. And I think the number of the number and length of cutscenes in a game are directly proportional to the number and length of the keyblades in the game.
Yeah, I had to revise my opinion of Kingdom Hearts as something that's entertaining to watch someone play after Jazzerfly started playing through it again.
Oh, yeah?
I realized that before I had always been, like, messing around on the computer or drunk while she and Justin were playing through it, and neither of those being the case, it is equally as boring and frustrating to watch as to play.
Negro says, can we have some, can we have some non-alcoholic drinks for some of us who are in AA?
I think what we did for everyone in AA is that we made it so none of the drinks could actually be downloaded and actually consumed physically.
Yeah, yeah. You should be okay.
Yeah.
Ex-Academic says, hey, Jick and Mr. S, last week on the show, Scully said something about being a Spanish major, but I thought I'd heard some talk of him pursuing an MA in English. Could you clarify?
I was an English and Spanish major, and then I went on to get my MA in English. That is what.
He also says, if Scully's going after an MA in English, I hope it serves him just as well as mine in social and political philosophy. My minor in philosophy is serving me pretty well. In terms of, you know, being able to get jobs based on my degree. Punk27 says, Initial D reference in the Heavy D. Is Initial D some anime crap? So that's what it sounds like. Wait, you know what? Is Initial D that race car thing? I remember playing at the arcade a few weeks ago some... It was a racing game. It was like a driving game where you sit down in the car and you've got a gear shift and you know, steering wheel and pedals as controls, but it still had these god-awful 20-minute long anime cutscenes, even though it's an arcade game.
Initial D is apparently started as a manga, became a live-action movie, an anime, etc.
And is it about car racing? Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know. Wikipedia is being really...
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Uh,
Let's see.
Yeah, it is about car racing. Okay, that makes sense.
Cad says, any plans for other brick-like items, say Rotten Tomatoes or banana skins? There might be something brick-like in the 8 new zones, and there also might be some plans to allow you to do things like that with tomatoes somewhere on the horizon. Rocky says, boo, you should treat our bugbears right. Why not the sporty avatar like my tattoo for Radio Bugbear, maybe even shiny? I'd hate for the bugbears to take up arms.
Yes.
Because they do have the right to bugbear arms.
They really do.
Hardy24 says, hello, Jick and team. I hope you're all well. I was just wondering why there are so few Led Zeppelin references. The only one I've stumbled across is Insulting the Greatest Song Ever. I think there are a number of Led Zeppelin. There's Bustle in the Hedgerow.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of monsters in the Violet Haze that... That's from Def Leppard.
Yeah, I would say that there are so few Led Zeppelin references because Led Zeppelin sucks ass.
Yeah, I don't really like Led Zeppelin either. There are, I mean, I like a handful of Led Zeppelin songs, like Tangerine is okay, and like, I'm not going to say that they're, well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that they're a bad band, I would just say that they're a band that I kind of have no interest in. Sort of like Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand why people would like them, just I don't. Like, The Grateful Dead. I mean, there's a lot of bands that have these giant, like, Rush. There's a lot of bands that seem to have giant followings that I just kind of like, okay, I never heard anything that makes...
I just find the vocals in Led Zeppelin annoying. They're flat enough that I can perceive that they're flat, which means that's pretty fucking flat. So just kind of piercing and also off-key.
Huh. Grayson says, I think I may have lost something at con. Did anyone hand in some dignity, some self-respect, or any sort of sensible inhibitions? I don't remember Grayson doing anything particularly bad. Maybe I wasn't around for it.
No, I think, Grayson did do something that was kind of embarrassing to him, but what happens at Harem House stays in Vegas. So
go to
Vegas and you'll figure that out.
I managed to avoid Harem House the entire time. That was,
right.
That was okay. Just like I managed to avoid Harem Channel all the time. I've got my kingdom, you've got yours. Separate but equal.
I still want to know why I can't drink out of the water fountain in Dev.
I know. It's you know, we don't want to get chlamydia.
Oh, I guess you do. You keep having sex with my mom, don't you? Who burn on my mom?
Divide by Zero says, the minibuses were great when they were just jamming. Reminded me of a Fish concert.
See?
That's going to make Sully like...
12 Monkeys. See? 12 Monkeys. They're a jam band who happens to play vaguely recognizable arcade tunes.
Whatever.
They're awesome musicians, and I believe that they should form a band.
I believe they already have, and I believe that they're pretty successful, and I believe...
Or that they should write some fucking songs.
Nothing wrong with being a cover band. The Duminator says, I just had my first balls on Friday. Oh, hey.
All right.
Welcome to the fold. I kept the bottle cap from the pop shop, and I've been lucky ever since then. Fucking good stuff. I don't think that I've ever tasted anything quite as foul as that beverage.
The only thing more foul than balls was the snow cone balls drink that they were giving out at PAX.
Yeah.
It's basically snow cones made with balls, and it just tasted like cough syrup on ice. Yeah, the Final Fantasy potion was actually not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife had one. Riff said they were pretty bad. If my wife's breath after she drank one was any indication, it's not something that I would really care for.
I believe they tasted like bubblegum, a bit more sugar, and some...
It does. It smelled like NyQuil, but I actually kind of like NyQuil.
I'm pretty sure after she drank it, she went outside and threw up.
Oh, apparently she also threw up after she drank it, and maybe that's what I was smelling.
Right.
So.
Tenpo Karate Boy says, what element would you add to the battle system, coding aside? I don't know. I think it's okay the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, five elements is enough.
Quietus says, speaking of ho, ha, ha, guard, turn, parry, dodge, spin, ha, thrust, shouldn't that happen with staves like Daffy Duck's bucking a quarter staff instead of pole arms?
I think that having the reference in there in that form is just okay.
Jusano says, why do you answer everyone's questions? Not answering that.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Divide by Zero said, what if you had monsters cast spells that you cannot dodge and mist increased your ability to resist spell damage? We'd actually started thinking about that, like having mysticality sort of sub for damage absorption for elemental attacks. Because that would be a way of making elemental, you know, be a way of making mysticality more important. Fafara says, not sure this has been brought up, but I'm surprised there aren't any MySpace references. Any in the works?
How do you reference MySpace?
Yeah, and I don't know that I want to acknowledge the existence of that abomination anyway.
Yeah. Darcera says, 8 new genders! Darcera is really cool. I hung out with her a bit at the barbecue.
Popcorn Insane says, do you guys use Grease Monkey? If so, how do you use it? I do not use Grease Monkey.
No. When I actually adventure, I do click links, and I read all of the text, and I laugh.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Jizz25X says, when will you get characters that don't look as if they were drawn by a 4-year-old? When they pry them from my cold, dead thing? No, wait. Never. Commander Wiggins says, I love you, will you have my babies? No. I have too many babies already.
Yeah. Because you drink a lot of beer.
Beer babies. Oh, Dante5454 says, did you ever think of implementing an animal breeding system similar to the mushroom growing grounds to create weird mutant animals that can lead to new familiars and quests? Yeah, at times. Then I thought, what we'll do? We'll make it so you race them. And so you have to spend, like, you know, days and days and days and days and days, and they gotta get the circumstances exactly right to breed a black Kokobo. Then I don't actually know anything about Final Fantasy VII, so I can't keep going. Rebuy guy says, last time I checked, it was impossible to see drinkable food, goat's milk and cider, etc., in the flea market. I posted items to sell, but never see what category they show up in. Oh.
Whoops.
Yep. DJ Wicktap says, you mean the version where Han shoots first? Yeah, the version where Han shoots first. I was happy to see in the Lego Star Wars 2, they make a point of having Greedo shoot first in that particular scene.
That made you happy?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
What?
No, wait, that doesn't make me happy. I wasn't paying attention. It was funny, the way they did it. I remember it being funny, and I remember it making me happy, but maybe it made me happy because I just wasn't paying enough attention to it.
Yeah, because Han is...
Yeah, I know. I know. I understand that. Damn it. Now I feel like a moron.
Me too. Where can we get one?
Morbank says, hey, Jick, so what? You're too good to sign Fifix Master's shirt at con? How dare you, sir? How dare you? I didn't refuse to sign anybody's shirt.
Yes.
We
also signed a certificate of participation for him, I'm pretty sure.
That's true. Bunchita says, do you think the 7th Harry Potter book will be released on 7/07/07? I don't know, but I think I'll turn 31 on that day.
Yep.
Or would that just be too corny for words, said Bunchita. Is the 7th one even finished?
I don't know if it's even started. I have no idea.
Spinerology says, I really hate doing the tower. Can I just skip that portion of the game? Also, why are you running away? What? I'm not running away from anything, man. I need to refresh my messages.
I'm running away from the pain. But, not fast enough.
Jusano says, if you were shucking ear of corn, what would be the best way to do it?
I prefer to just go to the grocery store and buy ears of corn that have been shucked by other people.
Yeah. I prefer to have my corn shunned rather than shucked. And sometimes jived rather than shucked. Which is, it just makes it a little more tender.
The Doominator says, I made a rape joke today. In class, someone said, what could be better than heaven? And I accidentally said, getting raped, man. That's not a very funny joke.
Right.
I mean, it's about rape, so it's funny, you know, but they made me take a class about how rape was not funny. They have a class at your school about why rape is not funny?
Huh. I would think that class would just consist of somebody cornholing high school-aged boys, which I'm surprised they didn't contact you based on your monster profile.
And the Doominator says, and during it, I jumped up and yelled, lies, all lies. I think Doominator is making this shit up.
Yeah. Come on, Doominator. Play us. We're shooting you straight. Why don't you do the same?
Barstool says, in the 2 to the 3rd fresh areas, will there be any new uses for old items, i.e. giant belt buckle? Please answer this question as if you were being held at gunpoint. No. No. No, sir. Please take the gun away, sir. Barstool says, have you seen the cactus thread in the forums? It looked like you might have some implementation to do. He even got the pizza guy to do it. Oh, wow, is that Irish Pride's pictures with the cactus? I wonder how many he's got. Aaron says, any chance of a Mr. Down Under for donating 10 Australian dollars? That gives plus 30 to each stat, but only if you're female.
Yeah.
And, no, I'm not going to do any more Mr. Whatever's for foreign currency. Cause it's just kind of a pain in the ass carrying the huge wheelbarrows of money to the bank and back. Bad A Mother 4000 says, Jick, lately, with the exception of the March hare, items of the month don't follow a theme for that month, unlike in the beginning with the Jill, the turkey, and the elfling. Yeah, I mean, there's not all months have really palpable themes, and
yeah.
the months that have, you know, sort of vague themes don't have more than one familiar's worth of theme,
yeah,
or more than one item's worth of theme in them, so. Yeah, July was totally themed because of Hot Stuff's dumb pun. Durgle says, will we be seeing any pork elves in the kingdom, or are they a long-dead race? They're not long-dead, they're just gone. They went over to the Inn continent. Alan C. says, Oof would like me to request that you two punch each other in the stomach so she'll get mentioned on the air. Well, we could just mention her without punching each other in the stomach, I think.
And now that Aubrey Ann has gone back to where she lives, I'm kind of looking forward to not being punched in the stomach for a while.
Did she punch you in the stomach a lot?
Yeah. It's a thing.
Huh. Glad I don't have that thing with anybody. Simon M77 says, did you guys ever see the secret ending to Kingdom Hearts 2? I am totally fucking lost by it. Any thoughts if you did see it? No, I didn't see any secret ending.
Yep.
To Pyotrer says, I've noticed that I stare at my first stainless steel item more than I would want to. Have you put some sort of subliminal message in the blinking? Yeah, it's actually in Morse code. If you analyze the pattern of the blinking, there is a secret message in there. I didn't think anybody would ever find it, but you totally did.
And it says, sing and don't cry. Which is
Mariachi's played that at the barbecue.
Apparently, in the pencil rain, the sound in the background is Morse code for Kanta Ino Yoris.
Yeah, I remember reading that. Bad Amother 4000 says, any chance of getting familiars to have different attack messages depending on who you're fighting? For example, the badger could have a special message when fighting the gravy fairies? No.
Jesus Christ, no.
Yeah. Bunker C says, have you ever played Sid Meier's Pirates? My friend's brother plays that a lot, and it's really painful to watch because it's so repetitive. Yeah, I played it for a little while. I appreciate the simplicity of the game, but, you know, it was only worth playing a couple a couple times. All right, the dark one says, Jick, did you check your freaking pocket? Give me my Mr. A. Yeah, okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I also got two Mr. A's worth of Canadian money from Senor Random, and I distributed those. And we'll probably just donate the $20 Canadian to the Kingdom Coffer rather than keeping it for myself like I usually do. Because, you know, what am I going to do with Canadian money? I don't think I could get to Canada on $20 Canadian, really.
Yeah, how would you spend it? I mean, you could go to a gas station here and be like, I want to go to Canada. Give me Canada gas.
Right.
And then they would give you enough gas to get to Canada because you gave them Canadian currency.
Hey, clearly, we got to get this guy home.
Wow. The way that I changed the admin mail thing, it is a giant pain in the ass for me to get into where I give people Mr. A's. Hey, comma, A, question mark. Here you go and thanks, comma, A, question mark. I'm sure this is very exciting for you kids at home. And fill in the box for two Mr. A's. And sent. All right. Sorry about that, the dark one. I did find it, and it said the dark one on it. And then I was like, I wonder if that means that the player, the dark one, gave me this $10 Canadian, or if that's just something they write on, you know, Canadian money, the way they write, I grew hemp on American money above George right. Washington's head. But, Rocky says, didn't you not have thought about the trick-or-treat items for the new zone outfits, or will this question delay their release a couple of weeks? I don't know what you're talking about. When did we have a trick-or-treat last? Nobody filled out the calendar. This time. Isandl says, you can definitely farm for a Mr. A in 1 month. I can almost farm for two per month if I get lucky and really give it my all. Well, all right then. Barstool says, do you have a personal vendetta against my questions? Fucking
yeah.
Hate questions like that.
Fuck that noise.
It's 2 days until? Oh, okay. I should look at that. Shpo says, would it be possible to have a hidden section in the Mr. Store that only shows up when you have five Mr. A's that you can trade in for a golden Mr. A? I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing, because I don't want to make it so... I don't really want to make it so more people want to send in Canadian currency to get the Mr. A's, you know? I mean, it's like something that I kind of wanted to just... It was a joke that got sort of out of hand. Shaggy says, pre-peak nerf was 95% adventures there. What is it now? I don't know, actually. I haven't talked to Xenophobe about generating those stats again. I think he still probably has the code that he used to generate the last report that I saw. Bunker C says, is everyone who drives a VW bus a hippie? No. Some of them are people who work for Truly Nolan.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they have Truly Nolan everywhere or not. I think it might just be Phoenix and Tucson. They're VW bugs and VW buses that are made with these giant ears on them to look like mice or made to look like insects because they're like a...
They're an exterminator.
Yeah. Alan C. says, if I quit my job, I can't buy Mr. Accessories or pornography. You don't need to buy pornography. We have the internet.
Yeah, buying pornography is for sailors.
For sailors.
Yeah.
Moorbank says, Jick and Scully, you guys should make a racing snail familiar that increases travel speed. Exactly. Oh, I see. Glebe says, regarding Ribo's request about making the foil one-handed, he was talking about nerfing the power of the weapon if being able to wield it one-handedly was too powerful. I think that has an intrinsic, though, which would mean... It would mean that it would probably screw up the intrinsic code if you were able to equip more than one of them at a time. Yeah. Glebe says, why isn't the mostly potions section of the inventory in the consumables page? Aren't they consumable? Yeah.
But they do something different than consumables do, so...
Yeah, I don't know. It's... I could kind of go either way on that, but I mean, I suppose you could make the argument that shrinking the miscellaneous section of the inventory is a good idea, but yeah, you could also argue otherwise. Purple Pixel Pixie says, why do we not have bananas? Do we have no bananas?
Yes. We have no bananas.
I would love bananas. I would love banana cream pie. Also, there are coconut shells, but no coconut. Couldn't we use the flesh and milk from the coconuts on the beach? No, there is no flesh and milk in the coconuts on the beach.
There is milk and honey.
And there is rape and honey.
Mm. Do you remember the really amazingly imaginative item sync that we came up with? That was the monkey,
the
that
monkey,
you would trade
a 10,000 items.
You know, for one banana.
I think at a seal clubbing club, yeah. Somebody found that script, and it was just giving out seal clubbing clubs because I didn't actually put the banana out.
Right.
Ron says radio, and then, oh, fuck, you're not chatbot at all, are you? No.
Does no, not compute.
Freak says, who would win in a fight, the RNG or the MMG? I don't know, the MMG's got a lot of financial backing, but the RNG is more powerful in general.
By the way, DJ Freemason scared the shit out of everyone with his RNG costume.
Yeah, that was really creepy.
It was definitely well executed and cleverly designed, but
it was
scary.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable to be around. Like, I find it uncomfortable to be around somebody if you can't tell where they're looking. Yeah. That's true, the RNG is in control of the MMG, you know, so... But, you know, I mean, you could say the same thing about a lot of apprentices that eventually grew to overthrow their masters, like, you know, Jesus. who else? You know, there were like Uma Thurman and Kill Bill.
Pinocchio.
There's, who else? Come on, who else? I guess he didn't technically create her. Or did he? Was that her dad? I don't remember anything.
In Kill Bill, no. The guy was her former lover.
I see.
I'm sorry, the guy was her former lover.
Couldn't figure out a way to say lover with a lisp.
No. Lover with a lisp? I hardly know her. Yeah, I would agree with you that one of the weak points of Kill Bill is having the super heavy villain that you meet at the end sound a little bit like Daffy Duck.
Yeah. It's one thing that made Raiden seem a little less powerful in the Mortal Kombat movie, too, was the Christopher Lambert.
Well, he was also a French guy playing a Chinese god. Yes, I am the Chinese god of lightning and thunder. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Palpy says, doesn't KOL already have cutscenes in the form of non-combat adventures? Oh, burn. Durgle says, are the ADD Demon and the CPM going to leave Mr. Store on October 6th?
They probably should.
Yeah, they probably should. I don't know.
I'll get right on that.
Ill Eagle says, how do you feel about the recent one-day ascensions? Do you think they're cool or do they piss you off? Will you implement a code that only allows one ascension a day? Or maybe just get that NS bump up going? Getting the NS bump going is the thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, we basically kind of like we wanted to make it harder so that we could do things that made it easier, but then we did all the things that made it easier first. So, you know. Dethree Lilla says, I feel stupid, but I'm an accordion thief, not a sorcerer, and cannot come near beating the hedge maze. Any advice? Well, you know, use all your buffs and get powerful and fight them. And you might just have to be higher level. It might just be harder as an accordion thief.
Yeah, accordion thieves don't have any skills.
Get a lot of de-leveling combat items and hope you get lucky with the attack prevention. You could also go in with a heavy potato. And, you know, again, I guess you kind of have to hope that you get lucky. You should at least be pretty high on Moxie, so it won't be too dangerous. Um.
Guitaru Volt says, are you ever going to end up open up another zone where you can get zombie pineals? I'm trying to get an NPZR, and it's really hard with the price of zombie pineals at the mall.
They, if we wanted to drop them again before the end of the year, there would be a pretty easy way to work that into my narrative.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to or not. I mean, I have a lot of problems wearing headphones and glasses at the same time.
I don't know about the question, but I have to salute Weird Al Kadovich for his name.
He says, why don't Knob Goblin stink bombs do stench damage in addition to their normal effect? Eh. I think they predated stench damage. I don't know if we have stuff that does damage and de-levels. Disco Bandit skills. Trogdor 007 says, can you name all eight genders?
Fred, Bill, Bob. Actually, sleepy, Jopey, sleepy, Happy, Sleepy,
Doc, yeah,
Doc, Grumpy, Bashful, Sneezy, and Zeppo.
Bang False says, to make a MySpace reference, you have an effect which is described as the Holocaust of web design and makes the layout and colors change with every page load. That's kind of funny, actually. There are still as many pineal glands floating around as there are players who don't have NPZRs, so I don't know. Hogulus says, man, sorry. Something is going on with the world that's really doing a number on my sinuses for the last week or so.
Yeah, there does seem to be some kind of general... Like, I haven't had sneezing fits in a long time, and I've been getting them the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've been sneezing all day today. And my old friend, Constant Nosebleeds, is back to visit. He comes around once a month. I think I accidentally replaced one of my nostrils with a vagina.
We've secretly replaced your nostrils with two vaginas. Let's see if he knows.
Yeah. Hogula says, maybe once you've already unlocked a store, on subsequent attempts to enter it without the suit on, it would give a message saying that you start to walk into the store, then hastily put on the outfit before entering, but then hastily remove it as you leave. I guess just checking to see if you had it. I don't know. That would also make the effect of the Travolta trousers more powerful if we did that, because you'd be able to wear them into those stores. No, I guess you wouldn't. It wouldn't want to give it to you. We'd have to hard code it to not give it to you, because you're technically not wearing those pants. Even though you would be. I mean, I wouldn't actually bother equipping it when you went in the store. Because then it would have to just use some goofy mechanism to remember what you had on before that and, like, undo. Fred Levi says, your Monday shows have become so much more enjoyable by the fact that I go down to the meal hall to have a snack during the 10-minute break. Man, I wish where I had stayed when I was living at a college had been open this late to eat. Couldn't eat any later than like 6 o'clock. That made me angry.
I never got a meal plan in all of my 4 years of undergrad college. It just didn't seem pointful.
I was just always, you know, the same kind of nocturnal schedule. It's not like I actually went to class. So. Guitaru Volt says, are you guys fans of Naruto at all? Is that anime? If so, no.
I haven't heard of that either.
Jan Steen says, what is this The End continent you just mentioned? Is it a secret place filled with joy and candy? No. It's the In continent. Like the In crowd?
Yeah, where everyone's all hip and groovy.
Rob Lobster says, they have Truly Nolans in Texas, and I've also seen them on the island of Roatan, Honduras. Well, good. They're spreading out.
Their trucks really should say Arizona, Texas, Honduras.
Alan C. says, Bomber's almost done getting trophies. Could you please make a trophy for having all of the plexiglass items so I can have a trophy that'll take him 6 months to get? Would it really take him 6 months?
Yeah.
Alan C. says, when I say buy pornography, I mostly mean buy photographic equipment that lets me make pornography with attractive women who succumb to my wiles.
Excellent.
Admiral Awesome says, either one will rape you silly. I don't know what that is in reference to. Passarama says, aren't the Immateria adventures a lot like the You Lose an Adventure you mentioned removing? No. Because those are items that progress the game. I mean, adventures.
Those are kind of the point of the airship, so I mean, wouldn't say that they waste an adventure.
Barstool says, plot holes damage in D-level. Illegal says, why do the harem non-combat adventures suck so much? They don't. You guys just think non-combat adventures suck because you don't know from cool.
I thought those were pretty funny when I wrote them, you bastard.
Yep.
Asking questions like that.
Jeez. Fred Levi says, Monday to Wednesday, meal hall is open till midnight. Yay, unlimited meal plan plus dorm house connected to said meal hall. Yay for that indeed. And I think with that, we got no questions. Agent Lex. Agent Lex has a question. He can just ask it out loud.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions so people can actually hear me. Okay. On the typical tavern matchbooks from the Theories packs, on the back it says 10-week pictures on Thursdays. So on Thursdays can there be a special adventure in the typical tavern in which you send 10-week and get a picture of beer?
I should put riff on that. Did you notice did you come to the costume party? Okay. Did you notice the free lack of pretzels that they had at the bar out front? It was great. They had all these rats. They had these empty baskets with the sign on them that said pretzels. They made menus too. They made menus, which that was awesome. The free lack of pretzels. We should add an absence of pretzels item also that you can get. And then
conspicuous lack of pretzels.
Then later on, you could combine it with some item that had pretzels to make an explosion. Yeah. Jesus. Sorry, kids. Got a little bit of the old heartburn there. Barstool says, there should be an adventure where you can do assorted things for Klondike bars. Like, you go in and you meet all these Klondike bars, and they're like, hey, could you go get me a soda? And then you get them a soda, and then you're like, wait a minute, you don't have a mouth, you're just an ice cream bar.
Oh, I was thinking it would be like the bars you find in the forest. Only they would be from far north.
Matty B says, do they have bathrooms on the Inn continent? I've noticed that the Kingdom of Loathing has a distinct lack of bathrooms, and sometimes I gotta go really badly. No. In the Kingdom of Loathing, every pool table is a toilet.
Right. Wow, did something else happen at the costume house that I didn't hear about?
No. What happens on St. Sneaky Pete's Day stays on St. Sneaky Pete's Day. There is pee in my pool table. yeah. So, I'm tired and my ear hurts. Barstool says, Scully, you have the same birthday as me. Ready for it?
Yeah.
Is your birthday soon?
Yeah, it's on the 24th.
Yeah.
So, in 6 days.
I see.
I feel like I should write it on the calendar. Not because it really matters if Jake forgets my birthday, and not because I'm expecting, like, lavish amounts of presents, but just because you always talk about how it's sad that you forget my birthday.
I do. Always talk about that.
Sometimes I can't get him to talk about anything else.
Yeah.
The only reason I remember Jake's is that it's the same as my big sister. And so when I see my big sister, I think big boobs, and then I think of Jake, and then I think of his birthday.
Boy Howdy says, can you make an in-game overthruster so I can combine it with my bitchin' meat car and drive through the mountain and into the eighth dimension?
Have you seen that movie?
You know, I've seen the first, like, 10 minutes of it, and that's it. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, you gotta try again.
No, I think I should. Isn't it like a musical, though?
No.
Okay.
There's maybe one scene where the guy's on stage at a club playing a rock song, but
okay.
He doesn't sing.
I see. Disco Boobies said, did the ratio for hermit clovers lower after Clover Tuesday? No, same as it always was. We took a little break from clovers for a while, just to be funny. Illegal says, the writing is great, it's the stats that suck, yo. Well, that'd be my fault. Rubba Ducky says, RNG, blonde or brunette, or other. I am not a gentleman, so I prefer brunettes. I don't know what the RNG prefers.
There should be a place where you can change your hair color. Although, I think it is another example of prejudice that people believe there are only three colors. It's so kind of quaint and outmoded to refer to blonde, brunettes, and redheads. What about people with purple hair or silver hair or green hair?
Or silver fish.
Yeah. Or Purple Rain. Purple Rain Man was a good movie. Where Prince has to take his retarded brother.
Alan C. says, I think the non-combat adventures are awesome. Also, I'm an unrepentant brown noser. Yeah, well. The Gunrun says, hey guys, do you have any tips on being cool? I was never cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that.
The Gunrun says, what was your favorite thing to drink in your junior year of high school? Probably clearly Canadian.
Crystal Pepsi. Two things that you can't get in the world anymore.
Yep.
They make clearly Canadian like Crystal now. Pepsi.
They make clearly Canadian now. It's just some sick diet bullshit full of Splenda.
Yeah.
Janstein says, there should be a reference that references MST3K. You could receive deep hurting or pizza from Torgo's or something. McLarge Huge references MST3K.
There was some stuff in the observatory. There's some of the combat text and like the random small things that I write. I always put them in if I can.
The Gunrun says, when was the last time you were on a boat? Huh. I don't know.
Death is the state of not being, and you can't not be on a boat. Which means I'm always on a boat. A couple of months ago, when we went to Canyon Lake, was the last time I was on a boat.
About that.
You didn't go, though.
Yeah, no, I forgot about you guys doing that. You're right, I didn't go, because I would have had to...
Oops. Have you come unplugged? You have reached the Jake and Skull Head Show. Jake is currently unavailable. If you would like to leave a message for Jake, please talk into your computer speakers after the beep.
I would have had to have gotten up about an hour after I went to sleep if I was going to go on that particular boat ride with you guys.
Apparently they went today.
Did they go again today? Yeah, they said they were going to, but I had too much work to do, so... I don't know how I feel about going out on boats like that. I guess it's fun if you can drink, but I don't really like drinking during the day, so... I don't know. It was fun when me and the guy that I used to work with in Prescott made a raft out of stuff from the salvage yard. And then us and Jim went down the Mississippi on an adventure.
N-word Jim?
N-word Jim, yes. He was always wanting to go north, you know, N-word on the map.
Yes.
And, oh, man, I forgot to do something that I was going to do. Hey, it's Cole Modi.
Howdy.
Slendin says, I got the tiny plastic saber-tooth lime from the pinata, and the stand broke shortly after I put it together. You know, one of them, when they sent me the samples, there were two of them, and one of them, the little thing, the little nub on the stand that holds the lime up broke off inside the lime. But I attributed that to me just being kind of ham-fisted in my assembly of it. But there might be a problem there. We might ought to have had them replace that with a metal pin or something. We'll see for the second one. Super glue will hold those things together pretty nicely, so it can be fixed. Barstool says, there should be mall rats references, like an adventure in the vacations where you try to see a sailboat but can't.
It was actually the rough draft of the Con 3D reward item was a stereogram.
Oh, yeah.
That I wanted to actually use one of the programs where you can generate stereograms in ASCII and then scale it down to the 100 by 100 pixels?
That would be very difficult to actually use.
Yes. Alex says, so what are the chances of Scully being at Columbus? I don't wish to comment on that. So I just thought I'd bring it up to say that I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Bangfall says, according to Wikipedia, clearly Canadian has been restored to the original formula.
No shit.
That's excellent.
Wow, I'm going to have to find me some of that then. Because damn. The Gunrun says, what are your favorite swear words? Dagnabbit. And...
Oh, for the sake of fuck.
Tarnation. Those aren't really my favorites. The Gunrun says, why do I have to be 18 plus to be a DJ on Radio KOL? I don't know. Ask them. Yeah, Fusiliband says he could tell me.
But it looks like now they're...
We don't want parents being like, why the hell did you let my kid blah, blah, blah. Okay. Barstool says, wait, do you agree with me that Splenda is devil sugar? Yes. It is foul, foul, and foul.
I think it fills a void, though, for people who wanted something that makes things marginally sweeter while giving the aftertaste of burning tires.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Yep, yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of people like that.
We may have a slight issue here.
We may.
In that I haven't had a check-in from Spec, and there are rumors that he is not going to be able to do it.
Huh. Well.
So, I don't know who would be taking Spec's show.
We got KMD here. You feel like covering a shift?
All right.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I'm on vacation. KMD's on vacation. iSpec hasn't showed up apparently. Takara 22 says, I keep hearing things about a Dallas KOL meet. Can you point me in the direction of information about this or something like that? I'm not really sure what I'm trying to say. Look in the community forum in the forums, and you will find it if it exists. I don't think there's been a serious meet without being posted on there.
The Dread Pilot Wrestling has volunteered to take that shift.
Oh, okay.
Which, considering she's apparently spent 7 hours on the radio today already, is kind of impressive. But okay, so PVA would rather do it.
Well, all right. Killer Tofu says, going to the pretentious artist with the 3D goggles equipped should give you a tattoo of a titanium-plated piñata like the ones at Con. I guess last year's piñatas were a little too easy to break, and so he went a little overboard on this year's.
So Con 4
would be just fine. Yeah, Con 4 would be perfect.
Con 4, we're just actually going to bronze them. And instead of a bat, you'll have an arc welder.
A blindfolded little kid swinging an arc welder around.
That'd be awesome.
safe and fun for the whole family. All right, are we ready to done?
I think so. Let me see. We got a song. We got PBA on tap. We don't have PBR on tap, though, which is fairly unfortunate. So, hey, we'll see you next week and on our regularly scheduled shows.
Indeed.
Later on, y'all.
Give me out. forgot your name. Flip a coin, what shall we talk about? If I tell the truth, the tales I lie. Well, I came all the way, once I made it eight. Now thank God for the rain, 'cause I'm going blind again and I haven't seen my girl. Yeah.